Welcome to the Israel Daily News Podcast. I'm your host, Shanna Fold, and I'm here to get you caught up quickly. I've got some top news stories for you today from Israel, and guess what? You're listening, so you're already on top of your game. Survive and thrive, people. Knowledge is the best weapon. Today is Monday, March 16th, 2026, in the Gregorian calendar, and the 27th of Adar, 5786 in the Hebrew calendar. Now, let's get to the news. I am going to begin this week's podcast with just sharing where I'm at today, because I feel partly non-functional. This particular leg of the war at this point has become already our new normal. In life, we get to the next level and then we manage it. That's what's happening now, and I don't think it's normal. The Iranian missiles are huge and they are no joke. And the problem is that because it has now been more than 2 weeks going into the shelter several times a day during the day and night, it's become background noise. Unless, of course, you're someone who has been affected by the missile and your house or your car got destroyed, or God forbid, you got hit by shrapnel flying out of the sky. And I believe that our bodies are keeping score and our bodies are tired of the adrenaline. I'll speak for myself. The alert sound from the phone to let us know that a missile has been launched from either Iran or Hezbollah scares the daylights out of me every time. It's because the sound is so shocking. And at night, when I wait with the lights off in the middle of the night for the sound of the missile exploding outside in the atmosphere to let me know that the deed is done, it's scary. And then moments later, we return to our beds and go back to sleep. This week, like many Israelis, I'm running on very sleep. Sometimes I feel irritable. Sometimes I feel giggly and even ecstatic. Sometimes I'm optimistic that this war is gonna put a kibosh on the terror at Israel's borders. And sometimes I'm just scared when I have a chance to sit and digest what is actually happening. And it is my belief that the reason everyone is able to keep moving here in Israel is because no one is truly comprehending that a missile could fly out of the sky and kill us. This did happen to me, and in fact, I recently released a video on Thursday stating that the missile hit just hundreds of meters outside of my home in June, and a listener of mine who actually lives here in Tel Aviv got in touch to let me know that the missile that hit outside of my window in June was actually just 20 meters away. So it was even closer than I had initially comprehended, or maybe I chose not to comprehend how close it actually was. Maybe we all choose not to comprehend how close these actually are. The longer the current missile launches continue, the more buildings will be damaged and the more lives will be disrupted in Israel. For now, people across the country are doing what Israelis have always done, going into the protected spaces when told, checking in on neighbors, helping one another, and getting up each day and going to work. No matter how many sirens you had, we had two nights ago an alarm at 1, at 2, at 3:30, at 4:30, at 6. To me, getting up and going to work and doing everything is incomprehensible. After we get cleared to leave the shelters, we get a home front command notice that we can leave, the line for a coffee at the kiosk near me is very long. We are now in a new normal. Even if that seems weird to you, and everyone outside of this little country of 10 million people, they might think it's weird that the new normal is to grab a coffee after the morning missile. Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because if the world thinks it's weird, it doesn't matter for us. Because that is what is happening in Israel right now, and especially in the north of Israel, which is dealing with so much Hezbollah fire. And by the way, they have barely any warnings. And central Israel is dealing with both Hezbollah and Iranian fire. This brings me to our first hard news story of the day, which is that the IDF reported today that they are gearing up for 3 more weeks of war. That means it will go through Passover, which begins on April 1st and runs until April 8th. The Israel Defense Forces says its joint military campaign with the United States against Iran is progressing faster than expected, but it will likely continue for at least 3 more weeks. Israeli forces are now concentrating on systematically dismantling Iran's defense industry, including its ballistic missile production, nuclear program infrastructure, and command centers that are tied to the IRGC regime. So far, Israeli strikes have hit more than 1,700 military industry targets and destroyed roughly 70% of Iran's ballistic missile launchers, while also eliminating more than 100 air defense systems. Military officials estimate that 4,000 to 5,000 Iranian soldiers have been killed, and reports are growing to show that signs of low morale, desertions, and refusals to serve among some Iranian units are underway. And by the way, Iran has 2 armies. One is a larger one for the country, and the other is just for the IRGC, so that's Iran's regime. Israeli leaders say the broader goal is to weaken Iran's long-term military capabilities and to reduce strategic threats to Israel for this foreseeable future. The Israel Defense Forces has launched a limited ground operation against Hezbollah positions in southern Lebanon to strengthen defenses for communities in northern Israel. Troops from the 91st Division advanced roughly 7 to 9 kilometers into what the military describes as a new security zone along the border. Israeli forces began the main phase of the operation after artillery and airstrikes targeted Hezbollah sites to reduce threats ahead of the ground advance. During the operation, soldiers engaged Hezbollah fighters, killing 2 militants and damaging several pieces of terror infrastructure. Israeli officials say the campaign aims to dismantle Hezbollah's military presence near the border and could continue until around the Shavuot holiday, which is coming later this spring. It's funny, here in Israel, we measure time based on holidays. That's new for me. Before we finish today's show, I want to leave us off with some exciting Israel Daily News updates. Our channels and followings are growing rapidly and increasing every day overnight. Our TikTok page hit 8,000 followers today. Israel Daily News Instagram page, over 58,000 followers. My personal Instagram is almost 10,000 followers, and our YouTube page has doubled in the last 2 weeks with about 650 followers, which for YouTube is actually a really big deal. It's very hard to achieve followers on YouTube. So follow us on social media at israeldaily.news. We upload all the latest footage from Israel and clips from our show. You can also follow my personal page at Shanna Fold. My name has 2 N's in it, and I'm very sensitive about that. All right, well, that is it for today's show. Today is Monday, March 16th, 2025. Tel Aviv has a low of 12 degrees Celsius and a high of 18 degrees. That's 54 degrees Fahrenheit for the low, going up to 64 degrees for the high. We are everywhere. Don't forget to sign up to our Israel Weekly News Wrap. The Israel Weekly News Wrap is a newsletter with the top 5 stories coming out of Israel from throughout the week. And of course, it has a personal note from me at the top. The newsletter just went out yesterday. You can sign up for that at israeldailynews.org. Scroll down to the bottom right of your screen and drop your email address in. Have a great and productive day and an excellent week. Shavua Tov, everyone.